have the Bnei Shalom is mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu Amar El Aaron Kach Matcha and the Teyotcha Al Meimi Mitzrayim Vechule VeYudam. Rashi says, "Tfi Shehegin HaYor Al Moshe," because the Yor protected Moshe Kishenishlach Lateyche. Lefichach Loi Loka Al Yodei Loi Bedam VeLoi Betzvardei VeLoka Al Yidei Aaron. Rashi Shtelling, Chazal are Shtelling on the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom was mitzvah dafka Moshe to tell Aaron to do it, not Moshe, because Moshe was mitzvah akoros hatoyv. Moshe was the Yor was megin al Moshe kishenishlach l'teiche. So to hit the Yor, it's a kfiyas toiv, it's a bechin of kfiyas toiv. Moshe. Weiter in the parasha, we see also by Makas Kinim. It also Rashi brings the Chazal that it wasn't done al yedei Moshe. For the same reason, because the offer was Megin al Moshe b'shosha harigas hamitzri b'tamnei b'chad. You see from over here a very interesting thing, that hakaras hatayv is even to a daimon. Chiyuv hakaras hatayv is even to an inanimate object. An inanimate object has no feelings. An inanimate object knows no difference of whether you were makir tayv to it or whether you weren't makir tayv to it. In last week's parsha, there's also an inyan of hakaras hatayv, and there you see a different type of a chiddush. B'nai Yisrael say ish mitzri itilano, because Moshe, they told Moshe, you saved me. Rashi bring the Medrash says they told Moshe. Rashi doesn't bring the Medrash says you saved us. Right? So Moshe says no, I didn't save you. The mitzri who was gonna kill me, the mitzri who was after me and caused me to run and come here, he's the one who saved you. Now, and then he brings a mashal le adam shenashchay aroid. A person was bit by a snake, and then what you had to do was to go to a body of water, and he ran to a body of water, and he saw a kid drowning in the water, and he saved the kid. So hakaras hatayv to the aroid for biting the person, because had the aroid not bit the person, he would never would have run to there. Okay, now, the furthest thing from that aroid's mind when it was biting the person was to save the kid in the water, right? The furthest thing from the Ish Mitzri who wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu was to do any favor in any shape or form to the Bnei Yisrael. And yet, Ish Mitzri Itzilanu, Hakaras HaTayv to an aroid. So here you see another Nekuda, right? Another Nekuda. A, there's an inanimate object type of thing, which the Gemara also says in Baba Kamed of Tzadik Beis, Birin the Shasa Be'mayel, Shadi Be'kol, don't throw anything into a bar from which you drank water, like the bar knows the difference. Right, so you see also there the inanimate thing. But in the other two things, you see the fakert even. I've spoken about this on other occasions. That over there, the kavana was fakert. The kavana was bad. The kavana was to kill Moshe, right? And since, I'll call upon him, even so, since that kavana to kill Moshe caused Moshe to go over there, Zachiv HaKaras HaTayv. The aside of it is, that the Zachiv HaKaras HaTayv, Shoyim Mekairis told us, that the Chiyuv HaKaras HaTayv is not a din in the person to whom you're Makir Tayv. Right? The Inyan of HaKaras HaTayv is a din in the person who is being Makir Tayv. You have to be Makir the Tayv. Now, literally the translation, we use things and we say things and we don't understand what they mean. Makir Tayv means, yeah, I have to say thank you, big smile, thank you, Shkayach, Shkayach, Shkayach. That's not what Makir Tayv means. Makir Tayv doesn't mean Loimar Tayv, Lomar Toda. It doesn't say loymar, like return the taif. Makir taif means makir, recognize the taif. Think about things. Things don't happen stam. Think about what happened and recognize what happened to you. What's the tachos of recognize what happened to you? How does that fit with a diamond, whatever? Anything that happens to you, let's say from the diamond, it didn't happen stam. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam caused this to happen so that makir the taif means understand, recognize the taif. Be mizbeinen in what happened and recognize and be makir the taif. That's what hakaras hatayv means. That, it's true by an inanimate object as well. I'm not thanking the inanimate object. I'm not saying, hey, Bar, thanks a million. I'm not thanking anything. I'm not thanking, Moshe Rabbeinu is not thanking the offer of the Mayim. He's makir, the taiva that the Eibishter did to him through the Mayim. Therefore, you have to be makir that taiva. Makir to whom? Makir that what happened? That what the ultimately what the Rabbeinu Shalom did to you. This was just the means. It could be that the person's kavana was hafuch. It could be that even where the person had a fakerta kavana, you also have to be makir toiv to him as having been the shliach of the Rabbeinu Shalom to do it for you. It means because it brings you to hakara that it came from the Eishet. There is a couple of chayvus alvavus, and there's a chayvus alvavus in the psicha to Shara Vedas Elikim that he says that all of those people that are your mechuyev to be makir toiv, your mechuyev even where the toiv wasn't done mitoich kavana dafka lehetiv, even where the guy had his own negiz. Now that he speaks out there, it's a bit shver to chayvus alvavus. He speaks out where the guy had kavana fakert, there's no akar satayv. Where a guy has kavana faker, then there's no element to talk, you know, of thing. Which lechayra you see not like that from the aroid and from last week's parsha, from the aroid and from the ish mitzri. There the kavana was not, the kavana was bad, nothing. But al kaponim, he does say that even though the guy had ulterior motives, his motive wasn't for you. He had a different motive, right? Still, there's a din of akaras hatayv. Why? Same as that. Because akaras hatayv isn't thank you for what you did for me. What you did, you were doing for you, because you had a benefit from it. Well, I had toiv from you. That means the Rabbeinu Shel Olam used you as a vehicle by means of which that he was going to give me toiv. That's Akar HaSatayv. He speaks it out, Kimat Klor, in a different place, the Chayvus Alvavus HaShara B'Tochen Perik Dalet, writes that even if someone Mefurish does do toiv L'Chavei, right? He says, Ein HaToiv Nasal Yidei HaOdom El Al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that the oisa hatoiv is just merely a hechatimtza lahagos hatoiv l'zeh shenasalei. That's the yisod. The yisod of hakoras hatoiv is to look through what happened to you by means of this inanimate object, by means of this person having kavana fakert, and see the toiv that the Rabbeinu Shalom bestowed on you through this thing. That's what hakoras hatoiv ultimately means. Now there's a medrash hagodl. So it says, now there's one man da'omar, as you all know, and Vayokam Melech Chodesh, Rashi brought 2 days. Vayokam Melech Chodesh meant a new Melech, or Shkizchachim Zeroiso. So this Medrash HaGodol says that Lefidah Man Da'omer, Vayokam Melech Chodesh, that it doesn't mean a new Melech Chodesh, and the Shkizchachim Zeroiso, what's the Pshat in that Man Da'omer? It speaks out the Medrash very interesting. She'osa Atzmai Ki'ilu Lo Yoda Es Yosef. The Melech, he made himself like he didn't know Yosef. Well, what difference does it make if you knew Yosef or you didn't know Yosef? You knew Yosef and you decided to be a bad man now. The Medrash says, if he would have known Yosef, then he would have been mechuyev hakaras hatoiv to Yosef for what he did for him. Right? What he did for him. Elamai, he made himself like he didn't know Yosef and Amalei, like I don't owe anybody anything. Right? And the Medrash speaks out, this is the Lashon HaMedrash. The Medrash speaks out. That this kfiyas toiv to Yosef caused Paroi that at the end he was even kafar and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and said lo yadati es Hashem. This is the lashon of the Medrash. Asher lo yada es Yosef, v'haloi ada yoyim azem Mitzrayim yoydim chazda shel Yosef. Everybody in Mitzrayim, it was written in the history books of Mitzrayim, everybody knows the chesed that Yosef did. So what does that mean? Lo yada es Yosef. Elo. Shaya Yaidei Avada, he knew who Yosef was. V'lohishgiach olav, but he didn't realize, he didn't pay attention to it. V'kofa tayvasa ulevasayif, and resulting from that, kofa tayvasa shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He was kofi the tayv of the Eibishter. Shenemar lo yadati es Hashem. Holomadeta, from that you learn, doctor. Shekviyas hatayva. Huksha lekfira beikir. The kfiyas toiv is hukash to kfira beikir. Amar Rababon, lema dover daima. He's giving a mushal. The mushal is meant to clarify it to us. Lema dover daima, leechot shenotal evan, took a stone, vizorka beikunan shel duchos. And he threw it at someone who was a tsura, resemble the leader, the magistrate. Right, there was a thing of him, a statue of him, a picture of him, and he threw it at that. Omar HaMelech, what the Melech said, Hatizu es Roishai, cut off the guy's head. Why? All he did is like break a statue or throw a picture. Hatizu es Roishai, why? Achshav b'shel duchas lemachar hu oiseh bikach. Now he did it just to tell something of the duchas. Tomorrow he's going to come to do it to me. kach paroi harosha achshav lo yodas yosef lemachar lo yodati yas Hashem. So it's interesting. What's this mashal and what's it mean? How do you come? What's pshat in this medrash hagadol that you come from being kofri toiv in Yosef to being kofri toiv in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? You come from being kofri toiv in this duchas of the melech, right? Of this ruler of the melech. You're going to come to do it to the melech too. What does that mean? So they say. And there's definitely, it's definitely true. Rav Dessler brings in Michtav Melio Chelek Aleph, page 50. So Rav Dessler brings that, which it's true. I don't believe that that's the pshat in these Chazals, but he brings from Rav Nachum Zev from Kelim that it's a midin a person, right? It's a midin a person. I understand it to mean, it means like this. Can you see past your own nose or not? Are you living for yourself, or do you realize that it's not all about you? Right. If you realize that it's not all about you and you're not living for yourself, then you realize you're not in control of other things and other people are doing for you. If you possess that midah, you will be makir toiv even to people. It's a midah. If you possess that midah, you'll be makir toiv even to me. It's not about you. You're not in control of everything. You're not doing everything. You only possess that midah. If you don't possess that midah, right? So then you won't be makir toiv to the Rebbe. What does that mean? It's all about me. Everything is me. Sekumtner. I have a right. So then you won't be makir toiv to the Rebbe Shalom either. So what would he have Chazal then being saying? If you're going to be kofi toiv, let's say in the Duchas, so if you're going to be kofi toiv in Yosef, at Yosef, Ramela, you don't. You think sekumtner everything, that everything is yours for the taking, and you don't put nobody else. You're thinking only about yourself. If that's the case, that you don't have the midah of thinking about anything outside yourself, you'll definitely be kofer in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If that were the case in the medrash, then why did it choose there was a duchas, a duke, whatever, a magistrate and the melech? I mean, something with a kesher to the melech, right? If he's being kaifer in the underling to me, he's going to be kaifer to me, right? That's not negeya, according to this taish. Even if there were no connection whatsoever between this duchus and the melech, you just say, if you're kaifer to a melech, you're going to be kaifer to, you're kaifer in anybody, you don't have the midah, you're going to be kaifer in me. Why did they choose something that has a relationship to the melech? The duchus is a representative, is the melech's man, right? So you're mevaza the melech's man, you're going to come to be mevaza the melech. According, if it's just a midah that you have, so then it doesn't have to be. Even if you're mevaza a dog, or you're mevaza anything, it's because your life is all about yourself. So then if you're concerned only with yourself and you think that everything's magiyah lecha, so then you want to be mechaber to anybody else. Don't make a difference who it is. You don't have to bring out something that has a kesher, that A has a kesher to B. If you do A, you're going to get to B. Let A have no kesher to B. But if you are a za'achzer, that you think the whole world is about you, so then you're not going to recognize what everybody did. You won't recognize A, B, C, or D, whether they're related or unrelated. What do you have to choose duchas and melech? The teretz is what we're saying. What's the underlying yesod of kfiyas toiv if I'm not kaifer toiv to a person? If he's not kaifer toiv to a person, what does that mean? You're meant to understand that it's the person represents something beyond that it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing it from you. What's the idea of the kfiyas toiv that's happening over here? If you're kafri toiv in Yosef, what does it mean if you're kafri toiv in Yosef? You're not thinking about where it came from, right? So it doesn't even enter your mind that the Eibishter did something for you here. If it doesn't enter your mind that the Eibishter did anything for you, so the sefer is, you're going to come to Loyadati as Hashem. So what do I owe him? Loyadati is Hashem. I have nothing from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The whole Emunah comes from Raif Toiv, and you come to Yira and Ava, and then Yira Sarayimus. If you have no kesher to it, you have no kesher to it. That's the Vart. It's more than just a midah over here. Hakaras HaToiv itself is to realize the underlying Hashgacha and Toiva of the Eibishter and what he did to you, and what seems to be someone else doing it is really the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doing it. If I'm not even makir, that guy's doing anything to me, so I'm not even thinking about where it came. If I'm not thinking about it, so I'm definitely not going to get to the stage two that it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doing it to me. So it's only a matter of time till he says, Lo Yadati is Hashem. Well, what does Rebbeinu Shel Olam have to do with me? That's the shaykhis of the duchas to the melech. You have the duchas, that means you have to think about this. Who's the, he's the melech's guy, right? If I'm kaifin the melech's guy, I'm certainly not thinking that beyond that, that everything that the guy's doing is because it comes from the melech. So that if I'm not, if I'm kaifin the melech's guy, it's only a matter of time till I chuck the melech and say I have no use for you either. That's the yisod of Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov is to be makir, the teva that the Eberster did for you through whatever. Could be an inanimate object, it's true by people also, but could be an inanimate object. It's true even if they have kavanas fakir, l'chayr. That's the yisod of Hakaras HaTov. Another nekuda where you see this idea of see beyond it, and it's really the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and something that you would not perceive as that. You see, in an interesting place, you see it in Nishmas. Nishmas, if you stop and think about what you're saying, is very interesting. It kimat makes a 180 degree turn in the middle. It says, Ilufino Malay Shira Kayam, Sisane Shava Kimechve Rakia, can't do it, right? Can't do it. Okay, in other words, what? We do not have the capacity of being makir, of praising the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for what he did. We don't have the capacity. What happens next? Alkein, Evarim shepilakta bana ruchen shamash and afachta vapenu. Hey, name Yoidu vivarchu vish. But didn't you just tell me you couldn't do that? Huh? Didn't you just tell me you couldn't do that? What's it say? So there's various pshat. The Chido says in Bayer deKezach, al pi diktu kalosh. In the beginning, it is. How does it go? Ilufinu, if our mouths, right? Sif soiseinu, it's mine. I'm saying I have an achiza, something is mine. That means you are your own entity. If you are your own entity, ein anachnu maspikim. Then you made a gashmias de kegvul between you and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that that's you. You as an independent human being have no capacity whatsoever of being of adequately and properly being mishabeach the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Al kein. Therefore, it's not sif say nu. Evarim shepilag tobanu, veruach unshama shenafach tobe apenu. It's not of mine. Realize that you're here to be mishabeach to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You're here to be mekadesh shem shemaim. At kama that you think that you are a you, right? You'll never be able to do it. The only way you can adequately do it is if you realize that your whole you is just the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave you. The type is all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If you come to the Hakar, it's Evarim Shepilak Tobanu, Ruach and Shomash and Asak Tobapenu, then, hey, name Yoidu Vivarchu. Then that means the etzem fact of the Hakar, that it's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's. A person who lives with the Hakara, how is a Varm Shapilak the Bano? How are they Yoidu Vishapcha? You ever see a hand talking? What do you. It doesn't mean that. Anybody who lives with the Havana and the Hakara that everything that you have is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and nothing is yours, the guys are walking Shvach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Every aver of that mensch is mishabeach the Rabbeinu Shel Olam by its very existence. Because whatever you do, you're mekadosh shem shemayim. Whatever you do, I do this because the Eibishter gave me kayach to do this. I do this because the Eibishter wants me to do this. I do this because this is what the Eibishter, this is what I'm supposed to do. That's the shvach. But if it's sif seisenu, if it's mine, that means there's a me and I have to decide, and it's not bottled to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so it has to be the little human nothing's decision to be Mishabeach to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The little human nothing has no capacity whatsoever to be Mishabeach to Rabbeinu Shel Olam adequately, and better off saying nothing. Ein anu maspikim l'haydi, so forget about it. Al kein, but you have to be Mishabeach to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You're here to be Marbuk Vod Shemayim. You have to come to the Hakara, Evarim should be locked up on the Ruach and Shamash and Afachtu Vapenu. That's the ultimate idea of Hakara Zatev. Shamash.